This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
North Korea tonight released images of its leader happily overseeing the regime's latest missile launch, a launch that triggered warnings in Japan. Alarms and text alerts telling people to take cover. The ballistic missile, traveling 1,500 miles over the Japanese island of Hokkaido, a 14-minute journey into the Pacific Ocean. Kim Jong-un's provocation prompting an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council.
I think enough is enough.
Japan's prime minister calling it an unprecedented threat and a rebuke from President Trump, who said all options are on the table. But when pressed how the U.S. would respond. But the U.S. has been preparing for an even bigger danger than a missile test. We're now heading to a secure bunker. It's carved right into the heart of a mountain outside Seoul. And if North Korea ever were to attack, U.S. and South Korean forces could continue to operate from here. It's a place of last resort.
You've got to be able to command and control various units on the Korean Peninsula.
Colonel Chad Carroll giving us rare access to what is effectively the doomsday bunker military commanders would use to survive an assault and launch a counteroffensive.
A lot of people work here.
Enough to get the job done.
U.S. and South Korean war planners expect the North would use chemical weapons, so they may have to stay in here for a long time. And in here today, training on how to repel an all-out invasion from North Korea's massive army.
And North Korea may not be done yet. Officials here in Seoul say they believe preparations are underway for North Korea to carry out an even more provocative new nuclear test, perhaps in the coming weeks.
Well, and that's what Kim Jong-un is vowing. He says more launches are coming. Not about to hold back. This is even after Nikki Haley made her impassioned plea and directive to the United Nations saying enough of this. Donald Trump is, it's interesting how the media goads him.
I'm going to,
go ahead.
I just have a question. What is the difference between what he does and what Al-Qaeda and them have said that they would do?
Sure.
It's the exact same tactic.
Mm-hmm.
You look at this the same way that you look at terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, and if anybody sides with this, That shows you their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
He shot a missile over a country that he hasn't tried to provoke, but it still terrorized that country.
Well, of course.
And that country's one of our allies.
Yeah.
This is plain and simple. And if anybody tries to side with them on this, you know where they stand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like anybody who does this kind of, that executes this kind of behavior. I mean, they're testing. Everything's a test. Okay, I mean, he keeps pushing and pushing. And, what's real concerning, and we were just discussing this last night, it's not like their program is set. I mean, how many misses have they had? What would have happened had that missile, come short because they're still getting their act together, they're still working? What level of confidence do they actually have to fire a missile over, Japan's sovereign territory like that? I mean, that's pretty risky. Anytime you release a weapon like this, even like, firing a gun, for example, you own that bullet. Korea owns that missile. And fortunately for them, it didn't cause any problems. But, obviously this is, something that Japan and the United States and the international community, for that matter, ought to be on the same page. They seem to be more so than ever. But yet, I think it is really what Kim is begging for is something more aggressively. As Dr. James Dobson would say, that if little Johnny in his obstinance stands before you wanting to be spanked, he suggests that little Johnny should not be disappointed. And maybe this is what Kim Jong-un is asking for. but this is one serious spanking that he's it could be in his future if he doesn't get his act together really quick. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the conversation continues here. Thank you for being a part of it. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Download these interviews. We've got great experts today, sharing their insight. Lieutenant General, retired Lieutenant General, Jerry Boykin was on to talk about, not only, what's happening with the military, the issue of these hate lists. CNN reported on it. There's 917 hate groups as outlined, as declared by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which it's just amazing. All of a sudden they've become the Book of Hoyle on what defines hate. And it seems, quite interesting that they wanted to skirt and were able to skirt around the issue of some of these, Muslim groups, but they went after Christians. They went after, a group that, that General Boykin is associated with, Family Research Council. The general had reminded everybody that, remember that gunman that went into the, headquarters there, based on this information put out by the SPLC, and that's just unconscionable, and but there's no pushback, but now there is, but because they've been able to be the almost the sole voice and the one that is measuring hate in America, which is pretty dangerous, I think, to have somebody like this that obviously is very prejudiced. It's pretty scary stuff. So Christians are finding out it's not about their love; it's about their hate. And so that came out in the conversation. Well, joining us right now is John Legato, USMC retired, former deep cover FBI special agent, author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John, Semper Fi, buddy, good to have you back with us as always. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Semper Fi to you.
Hey, what do you make of the FBI saying, hey, there's nothing there? The public is not interested in Hillary's emails, so they're not going to respond to a FOIA request. What's all that about?
I read that, and I thought that some bureaucrat in some faraway unit or section of the FBI made that decision, and based on, you would assume it was based on some written guidelines, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but the problem is the guidelines are interpretive. They're they're subjective guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So I you know what, I don't know if the bureau got together at the top and decided not to do it because the new guy, Ray, is supposed to be a good guy. And I guess he released some other stuff that they were trying to get some congressional committee. So this could be just chalked up to bureaucracy at its finest, but I'm not sure.
I hope that's not the case, you know, because I mean, look, there's lots of battles to fight here. And, you know, you have to prioritize these things. And, you know, the new FBI director has his hands full. And, of course, this is all happening in the midst of a special counsel investigation that continues. And how long will that go on?
Well, my biggest fear, and I keep saying, you know, I keep attempting to defend the FBI and thinking that, no, they couldn't possibly do that. And I'm constantly surprised because what's happened over the past 20 years is we've become politicized. Mm. And I keep using the standards of when I was an agent, like we'd never do that, or I'd never do that, or no agent I knew would do that. And I guess the standards have changed. So nothing would surprise me if there were some holdovers from the Obama administration or if we had that Secret Service agent who was a supervisor. Mm. I don't know if you remember this about a year ago.
Right.
It's an SAC, a special agent in charge of an office, saying she wouldn't defend this president because it was Trump. And I'm thinking, what has changed?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. I wish I did know. But when I read it, I just thought this was just some, you know, remote unit chief saying something stupid.
Well, and it's one thing, John, if you're hearing somebody kind of echo it down the hallway, it's kind of nondescript. You know, very anecdotal, small A, but she comes out and publishes her sentiment. And with no reservation, no shame whatsoever, obliterating, you know, decades of FBI tradition, you know, all of a sudden that's thrown out the window. So I got to imagine, you know, for FBI, former FBI agents and associates like yourself, you look at this and you go, what happened to our institution? Who hijacked it, and what is going on now? I mean, how it's definitely been taken over, and how do you return it to its old guard here?
If that's possible. We always had opinions. We always had, in other words, I was always I'm basically a conservative guy, you know, and we always had opinions on people, and we always would talk about, you know, so-and-so's an idiot or, you know, stronger words. But it never, ever, ever got in the way of an investigate. Never. I never attended a meeting where they said, listen, we have to nail this guy. We have to get this guy, even though there's nothing there. Let's try to get something. You know what I mean? Mm. Did it happen occasionally? Maybe. I don't know. I never was a party or heard of it. But now, when you have a political ideology and then you can gear investigations that way, or the opposite of that, you can prevent investigations. So, for example, you know, I keep talking about the FBI is married to justice now, and we have to get permission to open cases. Well, they're not allowing us to open cases if it doesn't meet their political agenda. For example, the Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they're, you know, we keep hearing there is an investigation, there isn't. But I did hear they wouldn't allow the FBI to open an investigation on the Clinton Foundation.
That's odd. And there remains public interest on this because that keeps cycling back over and over again, whether it's Hillary's emails, but yet the FBI has determined and now become complicit with the Justice Department in saying there's nothing there when people know better. I mean, you know, Peter Schweitzer wrote, I thought, a definitive book on, you know, on the Clinton Foundation, cited all these things. I mean, interestingly enough and ironically enough, you know, they're trying to say there's collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians when there was a clear quid pro quo, as far as I can tell, between the state and Russia and Hillary Clinton. But yet, you know, all that's being ignored because I guess somebody has determined that, you know, people aren't interested in it, right?
That's a bizarre reason. I mean, yeah, and people are interested. My God, it's their people are not interested in it. I mean, when we get to that point in the United States that one side can pick, you basically have selective prosecution. so we can, two of us can commit the same crime, but we're only going to pursue the conservative person. I mean, what happened to the IRS? I mean, blatant felonies, Lois Lerner.
Exactly. Nothing. Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier with Melanie Morgan, John. And anyway, we'll come back and we'll pick it up from there right after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we always love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. Let me know what's on your mind. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with John Legato continues. Former deep cover FBI special agent, author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John, as we were talking about the IRS, you know, the weaponizing of not only the IRS, but during the Obama administration, the weaponizing of all those three initial agencies that ran rampant You know, we mentioned Lois Lerner. John Koskinen, to me, remains a mystery. How he still has a job this far into the Trump administration, it makes you wonder if he's got pictures of somebody.
He's an arrogant person, too. I mean, I agree. I don't know why. You know, if you remember the IRS thing, it was such a lie in the terms of President Obama at the Super Bowl halftime with Bill O'Reilly said that it was low-level employees at Cincinnati IRS office.
Exactly.
At that time, they had a email from Lois Lerner to President Obama's chief counsel advising him of the issue, that it wasn't just the low level. But yet he said that, and I was waiting for O'Reilly to pounce on it. It never came.
Mm-hmm.
But that has so many, you know, and Lerner just refused to testify.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do in those cases, and this is why it drives me crazy being a retired FBI agent, is you have people that refuse to testify. They take the fifth, which is their right.
Mm-hmm.
But you give them immunity. And once you give them immunity, and it's no longer a Fifth Amendment issue, they have to testify or be held in contempt of court. Yet we didn't do that to Lerner, to Uma Abedin, to Cheryl Mills. We gave it to the computer guy, but he didn't give us any information.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you don't give immunity unless you know they have information.
They've got the goods.
Of criminal nature.
Exactly.
So what is happening to my FBI? I mean, these are standard practices of giving immunity to somebody that's going to give you information of somebody up the chain of command. It has not happened once in the 8 years of the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
So either the FBI forgot how to do an investigation or somebody's pulling our strings now.
Well, as you say, there's operatives within the government that are doing everything they can to resist and delay and obstruct the process, and they've been very successful at doing that. I mean, look at Susan Rice, Uma Abedin, information that should have been confiscated, hard drives that are just sitting out there. I mean, you wonder what is going on here. This is unhinged. Go ahead.
This isn't even rocket science. Uma Abedin testified before a Senate Intelligence Committee and a House Committee that she had turned over all the emails to the government. And yet when they found Wiener's, her husband's, computer, mm-hmm. there were hundreds and hundreds she hadn't turned over. This is a simple perjury charge.
Exactly.
Lied under oath, and we have the proof. And it's a paper trail, and it's an electronic trail. Nothing is even being said about that. And I'm thinking, you know, again, had you and I had done it, we'd be eating off metal trays at Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary.
And so Petraeus feels like that old Charlie Brown character. You know, why are they picking on me? I mean, by comparison, right?
Oh, it's amazing the criminal activity that has been going on. And, General Petraeus, you know, he got convicted. The poor kid that took a photo of the submarines in jail. And yet, I guess if you know, you're part of a certain party or ideology,
mm-hmm.
you can get away with murder.
Yeah, exactly. And as you mentioned, this poor kid, I think he gets out. He gets out this week or next week. He's out. Chris Saucier and his mother, we've interviewed, and hopefully we're going to have those two on next week. So he's going to be released. But what a future, this kid. I mean, he is, basically dishonorably discharged. There's some medical help that he's going to need that he will lose access to now. I mean, it's not like his life's starting all over. It's starting all over, but he is like 10 steps off the starting line.
Yeah, for something, you know, again, 30, 40 years ago, you would have said, don't do that. I'm confident, I'm writing you up, get on with your career. I mean, I played golf about 4 or 5 years ago with one of the young Marines who had urinated on the Al-Qaeda prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I remember that. Right.
And the kid, after about the 10th hole, knew I was a Marine, knew I was in combat, and said, "Do you know who I am?" And I said, "No." And he told me that he was one of the ones. Mm-hmm. And he was busted back from sergeant to corporal, and he was in the zone for staff sergeant. So he basically got busted two ranks, right. And his career was over.
Yeah.
And he was in tears telling me this. And I said, "Listen, okay, you know, get out, go to school, you'll be fine."
Right.
And he said, "I love the Marine Corps."
Yeah.
And he ended up committing suicide about a year later.
Wow.
So to me, that would be something, and I don't, you know, I might offend your listeners, but had somebody urinated on an NVA soldier in Vietnam, it wouldn't have been a blip on the radar.
Right.
So I don't know how we've come so far, so fast, in political correctness.
Well, no doubt, and I mean, here is this soldier that would have told you that he probably admitted that it was a mistake, getting carried away. You know, this has happened. I mean, this happens in war. It doesn't excuse it. It just helps us understand our own humanity. But what do we do? You know, this is why, you know, I'm just so concerned about people's dreams and their ambitions and that. And for him to have this opportunity stripped away, just like with Chris Saucier, you know, he wants to do what he does. You know, he loves serving the military, and now he's out. Dishonorably discharged, and you know, this wasn't the dream for him.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you can't use the defense that other people are doing it. It's like a speeding ticket. I was speeding, but Hillary Clinton passed me at 150 miles an hour.
Right.
It's not a defense, but it's certainly a rationalization of selective prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
She blatantly, Hillary, Bill, Eric Holder lied under oath. It just frustrates me, you know, being a Marine and an FBI agent, to see selecting who goes to jail, who gets their lives ruined, who goes bankrupt paying for attorneys, who loses their, you know, their reputation, and who doesn't. And it,
exactly.
And it should be, Lady Justice should be blind, but she's
right.
Not.
No, she's not. The left, and certainly selected people in the left, have been handpicked and allowed to get away with this. And meanwhile, we're perpetrating the lie, and we're surrendering the truth at the altar of all these lies. John, one final thing here as we wrap things up, and that has to do with this ISIS using a boy that supposedly is from America, warning Trump the battle is coming to a theater near you here on the homeland.
Yeah, that's happening. ISIS is telling people not to come to Raqqa and join them there, but commit jihad on the homeland, which means we're going to have a bunch more lone wolf terrorist attacks. And it's going to take us several generations with these young people that they're brainwashing to unbrainwash them. And it's just a fact. I mean, just, you know, put your seatbelt on for some lone wolf terrorist attacks here.
Yeah, because we know that there are growing no-go zones within our own boundaries here that have been allowed to thrive, and we're going to end up paying the price. And I agree with you, John. I think we got to get ready, because it's coming. It's already here.
Yeah.
You know, without a doubt.
We will become Europe in a few years. And the simple reason is that when the Muslim population immigrates here, they don't assimilate. So you're basically, every time one comes, it's two Americas. We're creating two Americas.
Well, that's what Europe has found out the hard way, and we refuse to learn the lessons by observation. John Legato, former deep cover FBI special agent, author of the book The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John, as always, really honored to have you on with us. Appreciate your time. Semper Fi, my brother. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Semper Fi to you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here, Bill Martinez live. World seems out of control. How about words of wisdom from Marv in Home Alone 2?
What? Have you
kidding? Bill Martinez live.
Did you understand that? I guess. I mean, hey, look it. I understand. Things can be a little stressful. And, you know, you just go and you mumble about, and it seems like there's more mumbling these days as the chaos seems to be running rapid. But I want you to know, and our next guest would agree with me, that, you know, Jesus is still in control. He's on the throne. God's still in control. This is his popcorn stand, and not to worry. And if you think not, then maybe you need to get reconnected with what, God has told us in his very word. And I'm talking about Gary Fisher joins us now. Gary is the founder of Lion of Judah Ministries. He's on the board of Theology and Perspective in Pentwater, Michigan, and serves as a teacher in Schofield Biblical Institute, a ministry of theology in perspective. Gary, you know, you're such an old friend. It's like we've never disconnected. I mean, you know, I just really appreciate it. And when I say old, it's just I feel like I've known you forever. It has nothing to do with any chronology whatsoever, so don't be offended.
Not offended, Bill. Good to be back, brother.
Hey, good to be talking about something as important as what we're going to talk about in this new booklet that you've written. You know, quite interesting that the church will tell you, many in the church, that we're living in the last of the last days. And you say, okay, well, what are you going to do about it? And they get just kind of, you know, they give you kind of that deer in the headlights look of it. I mean, it's like they have this idea that we're in the last of the last days. I mean, to the point that even Billy Graham, who very rarely does he enter into the conversation of prophecy, that has not been his ministry, but even Billy Graham has said these are the last of the last days. And it's surprising that, and I'm not saying with Billy Graham, because Billy Graham does know, but still so many in the church in admitting that we are in the last of the last days, they don't even know how to consider the perspective and the importance of Israel, for example. And I have maintained, and you and I have had this discussion before several years back when I was in Hawaii and we did, what did we end up doing? Almost 2 weeks on the Book of Revelations, right, you and I?
Right.
It was really exciting based on your book. And, I've maintained that ever since 1948 when Israel became a nation again, it's as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was sealed at that point. It was set. And so what has been passing since then have been minutes and seconds heading toward the final epiphany and the final climax of God's love story for his creation.
Yes, absolutely. Brother, the title of this little booklet and the title of this interview is Israel and Bible Prophecy, and I subtitled it God's Greatest Sign to This Generation. And what I mean by that is a takeoff from the scripture in Matthew 24:32. Jesus said in the last days that we would know the generation that sees the budding of the fig tree will see everything in the Bible fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the Bible fulfilled includes his physical return and establishing a 1,000-year kingdom over which he will rule and reign over the entire earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, the budding of the fig tree, he used that symbol there in Matthew 24:32, and the logical question the average person needs to ask is, what is that fig tree? And Scripture answers most of these questions for us, Bill. Hosea 9:10, God is speaking about the fig tree, and he said, I saw your forefathers as the first fruits on the fig tree. So Jesus is repeating that symbol in Matthew 24:32, indicating it is Israel. Israel is the fig tree, as God uses symbols. And so Jesus said, the generation that sees it budding is the generation that will see everything fulfilled. Consider this for a moment. There are hundreds of trees, hundreds of species of trees Jesus could have made his point with, but he chose the fig tree. What is the fig tree? It's a fruit tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit tree is specifically mentioned here because God chose Israel to provide fruit for the world, including a Messiah that would save the world from their sins. So what has Israel done for us? They have given us the Bible, which is one of its fruits. They have given us the Savior, which is its ultimate fruit. And they will provide for us that Savior who will rule and reign over the whole earth in peace, righteousness, and justice. And, Bill, this is what the whole world is looking for. They just, a lot of them don't know it. But that's Matthew 24:32-34.
Well, Gary, let me ask you this. Speaking of the fig tree, Jesus at one point went to the fig tree to get some fruit, and there was nothing there, and he cursed it, and it shriveled up. Is there a relationship here to that fig tree and the fig tree that's blossoming now?
I think so, Bill. The fig tree that he cursed had no fruit on it, indicating that they would not receive the fruit of God's fruit tree, the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that tree would be dispersed all over the world, disciplined, and then later on there would be another fruit tree, another fig tree emerge. That's what my booklet is about. In the last days that would accept that Messiah.
Yes.
And the Bible predicts that that day is coming. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but the Bible says that I will not return to you again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Lord, so, right.
There is a fig tree coming up, brother, that's going to look on that Messiah and accept him as Savior. And when they do, it will set the whole world free from sin. The Messiah will rule and reign on the planet. I'm getting way ahead of myself.
Well, that's okay. I mean, because when people hear about victory, they think, okay, well, what about the one that was cursed and shriveled up, and what did that represent? Also, understanding God is a God of order and predictability. He designed and purposed the fig tree to operate on a certain purpose. And when it violates the God-given purpose, then it is cursed and it shrivels and has no value.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a lot of illustration and a lot to be understood that you could probably spend weeks on and not get any further. No need to get any further if you really embrace and understand what Jesus showed us and what he explained, not only to us, but certainly to his apostles at that point in time, because they came back the next day and said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, that tree you cursed, it's all shriveled up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus just kind of gave them a Selah moment, right? Like it says in the Old Testament, you keep hitting that word, you know, Selah. It's like, okay, pause and meditate on that. What does that mean to you? Without him saying that, you know, but that's the inference.
It's interesting. Consider another analogy of the fruit tree, Bill. What is a fruit tree? And I meant to mention this a moment ago when I said Jesus could have chosen many trees to make his example, but he mm-hmm. chose a fruit tree. So what does a fruit tree do? A fruit tree puts forth its leaves in the spring, like other trees. It puts blossoms, and then it puts forth fruit.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the fruitful season, it drops the fruit. The tree grows dormant, and it sits for a dormant period, and then the cycle can re-energizes. In other words, the next spring, it puts forth leaves and puts forth branches, and then it puts forth blooms and the fruit. This is exactly the analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Of Israel that we see today. For 2,000 years, it has been dormant. And then all of a sudden, it's starting to put forth branches and so forth and so on. And Israel's future, brother, is very bright. She's going to put forth some fruit that the world will love.
Well, and you see what's happening, how God has blessed Israel. You know, I had a chance to visit Israel last time we talked, Gary. I had not had the opportunity, but last year I had a chance to visit Israel and see the Bible come alive there in a very special, unique way. It was absolutely life-changing. But you're also in awe of how God continues to keep a hand on Israel and bless them. And you know, and you know, with one discovery after another, an innovation after another, it is only by the hand of God, no doubt. Gary Fisher is our guest with the Lion of Judah Ministry, and we've got more coming up right after this.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me, would have cut out two. I run so fast to say, I tell you, couldn't catch me all day. The way I run across that field. Yes, you couldn't catch me in an automobile.
Hey, it's Bill Martinez here. We're running as fast as we can, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And our conversation with Gary Fisher continues, discussing his new book, Israel in Bible Prophecy, God's Greatest Sign to this generation. Gary, with all the stressors abounding domestically, foreign, we've got North Korea sending off missiles. We're still looking at the disruption in the Middle East, ISIS. We hope that they're on the run. But God says, do not lose focus. And keep your eye on the ball here. And one of the keys to this, without a doubt, and everybody in the church should understand that you always look to Israel. What's happening in Israel so moves Bible prophecy. Is that not right?
Absolutely, Bill. The future of the whole world is connected to the future of Israel. And God has told us the whole story of Israel in the Bible. And I have chosen in this book to outline that history. And if you'll allow me for a moment, brother, I'd like to just review that for our
listeners. Please.
The first thing that we consider about Israel is it is a nation dispersed. Deuteronomy 28, God told him, he said, if you will not serve the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, I'm going to disperse you from this land that I have given you. Jeremiah 16, verse 15 and 23, verse 8 said they would be banished into all countries of the world. And that is exactly what has happened to Israel. It ultimately happened in the 70 A.D. when the Romans came in and attacked Israel and dispersed them all over the world, brother. And God said they would be preserved in that dispersion. He said that in Isaiah 11. He said it in Genesis 18, to promise to Abraham that they would be a blessing while they were scattered all over the world, and consider them being a blessing. Brother, who would argue that the polio vaccine by Jonas Salk was not a blessing to the world?
Without a doubt.
About scientific accomplishments of Albert Einstein?
Mm-hmm.
And how about the addition to the world of the telephone by Alexander Graham Bell? I would say that God is honoring his word that the Jewish people are being a blessing to the world while they're in dispersion.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest point is that God would one day have a day when he would regather the Jewish people. And that day started around the turn of the 1900s. Isaiah 11, verses 11 through 12, I'm reading, "It shall come to pass in that day the Lord shall set his hand again the second time." I want to emphasize the second time, because the first time they were taken from the land was the Babylonians.
Mm-hmm.
The second time is the one that is really important here. And it says at the end of verse 12, they would be scattered to the four corners of the earth. A lot of people try to maintain that the first time the Babylonians took them from the land, that that was the fulfillment of this prophecy. No, it says they would go the second time, and they would go to the four corners of the earth. The Babylonian dispersion was only to one country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have that set up, and so we see close to our day, at the turn of the 20th century, there were only like 40,000 Jews scattered around the Middle East. And in 1948, you've already mentioned 1948. That was the founding of the modern state of Israel. There were 550,000. Now, we went from the turn of the 1900s from 40,000 to 1948, that number that I quoted a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have today is 7.5 million Jewish people living in the land of Israel. What's going on here? God is regathering the Jewish people, just like he said in Isaiah 11 and many, many other scriptures. And so we are seeing this. We're the only generation in 2,000 years that is seeing this. God said after he started restoring the Jewish people to the land, Bill, that he would restore the land.
Mm-hmm.
Mark
exactly.
Twain went to Israel in 1867. Now, that's recent history, 1867, and he wrote in his diary that there was hardly a tree or a shrub anywhere. He said even the olive and cactus and fast friends of a worthless soil had almost deserted the country. He said the landscape was one of the sorriest that he ever had seen,
mm-hmm.
and he said perhaps there were more rocks in the road approaching Jerusalem than there were in the surrounding countryside. Well, brother, you just told me that you've been to Israel, and that's not what we see when we go to Israel today.
No,
we
not
see
like
a
that.
A modern
mm-hmm.
country that's
yeah.
being restored. Amos 9:14, brother, says that last day's Israel, the plowman would overtake the reaper. In other words, it's going to be an agricultural wonder.
Yeah.
And Isaiah 20.
And that it is, Gary. I mean, what they've done with irrigation techniques and that, it has been it's been life changing for the people there in Israel. And that technology is being shared around the world for those that want to participate.
Absolutely, Bill. The most productive piece of real estate, agriculturally wise, in the whole world is the Valley of Armageddon, the famous Valley of Armageddon. And Isaiah saw this day in Isaiah 27:6. He said Israel would come back to the land and blossom and sprout and fill the whole world with fruit. And it's exciting to go to the markets, supermarkets, places around the world and see mm-hmm. fruit there from Israel.
From Israel, exactly.
In Ezekiel 36, brother, God is addressing this same issue. And he said in Ezekiel 36:22, "It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act." And I want to emphasize those words, about to act, because in the next verses he describes how he's going to act. He said, "I'm going to bring you into your own land," verse 24, And I would love for the United Nations and everybody to read that, because it doesn't say he's going to bring them into somebody else's land. Verse 24, Ezekiel 36, 24, I will bring you into your own land. Then in verse 30, he says, I will multiply you on that land, both man and beast and vegetable. And that is exactly what is going on today.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff here, Gary, as you start, you know, you see God's promises, and this is all part of prophecy when you consider that roughly, you know, about two-thirds of prophecy has been fulfilled 1,000% without exception. And we've got about a third more to realize. So what are the chances that God's batting average will continue at 1,000%?
Amen. Zechariah 14, brother, introduces us to a great problem about Israel. Starts in Zechariah 12. And says that God would make Jerusalem a heavy, burdensome stone for the world. Boy, that describes the news today. The United Nations and everybody is upset about Israel and what to do with Israel. It's absolutely amazing, this little country that's only 85 miles wide and 290 miles long dominates world news, and the world can't decide what to do about it. That is a fulfillment, Bill, of Bible prophecy. The world would be focused on Israel and not know what to do about it. And I got news for them. The Lord's going to settle that problem in Isaiah or Zechariah 14. It says he is going to come. His feet are going to touch the Mount of Olives. In verse 9, he will become king over the whole earth. The United Nations can't settle it, but the Messiah will.
Will, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be that is going to be a day when all this is settled once and for all, and there's no dispute, there's no question about it whatsoever. God said that Israel was his chosen people, and the other important thing to remember about Jerusalem, that is exactly where God placed his name. Of all places that God could have placed his name, he decided that it was there in Jerusalem that he would place his name, right?
Absolutely. Another point before we run out of time, brother, I would like to make is in Zechariah 12, where God says that in the last days, this Israel that's been restored, the least of them would be like David. He said that in Zechariah 12. Now, in Zechariah 12, we have the story about Saul has slain his thousands, but David is 10,000. In keeping with that, brother, since 1948, Israel has won many military campaigns, almost five major wars, and every single time they fight, they come out victorious. And you would think somebody would get the message.
Stop. Yes, sooner or later. Exactly. Well, it is God's cherished territory, no doubt about it. We've got about 30 seconds left here, Gary. It's going to be tough to summarize, but direct people how they can get their hands on the book as well.
They can have several ways to contact me, lionofjudahministry.org. That's my website. My telephone number is 615-591-8036. They can access my information on Facebook under Gary M., as in Michael Fisher, Gary M. Fisher. And I'd love to hear from them, Bill. And we have an Israel trip coming up. In February, trip number 18, and I'll take them over there and show them what we've been talking about here in this interview.
Exactly, and I hope to, we've got to see, Gary, I might want to join you there. So, you know, I know I want to. Let's just see if we can work it out. Gary Fisher, of course, Israel and Bible Prophecy, God's Greatest Sign to This Generation. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, brother.
A long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Lifetime Grace 100%.